Welcome to the third of a series of very short talks about characters in Hamlet. This is Julian Gerdam from sccenglish.ie, the English department of St. Columba's College in Dublin in Ireland. As I said in the first of these talks, there are four young men in the play Hamlet who have to take revenge for their fathers. Hamlet, of course, but also Fortinbras and Pyrrhus, who takes his revenge on King Priam of Troy, as recounted by an actor. The fourth character is the subject of this talk, Laertes. At the start of the play, it doesn't look like Laertes will take up much of our attention. In the second scene, he asks the king respectfully if he can return to France, now that the funeral and the marriage have both been completed. And in the third scene, we see him saying goodbye to his sister Ophelia, together with some big brotherly words of advice. And then he disappears from the play for a long time, until Hamlet kills his father, and he returns in rage in Act 4 to take his revenge. Like Fortinbras and Horatio, in their very different ways, Laertes is useful for us as a foil for Hamlet. Seeing what Laertes is, especially as a revenger, clarifies aspects of Hamlet's situation and of his personality. Laertes' advice to his sister in Act 1, Scene 3, basically, steer clear of Hamlet because you'll never have him for good, is not dissimilar to his own father's, which comes shortly afterwards. Laertes says, best safety lies in fear, and cautions Ophelia to be extremely cautious herself. Ophelia points out that he should make sure he follows his own advice. So it's ironic then that the next time we see him, he has thrown any kind of fear or caution out the window. Between these moments, the play is filled with the story of Hamlet's discovery of his father's murder and his hesitant, confused and slow movement towards revenge. And then he impulsively kills Polonius in the closet scene. Now things are more complicated. Hamlet is now not only a revenger of a father, but someone who revenge needs to be exercised on by a son of another father. Laertes returns at the end of Act 4. His arrival is described first by a messenger. The ocean, overpeering of his list, eats not the flats with more impetuous haste than young Laertes in a riotous head o'erbears your officers. The rabble call him lord, and as the world were now but to begin, antiquity forgot, custom not known. And he adds, they cry, choose we, Laertes shall be king. A timeless image of the horror autocrats must feel when their people are out of control. And as I speak this, President Mubarak in Egypt must feel just the same. When Laertes himself enters, his first words on his own are, O thou vile king, give me my father. These words might seem refreshingly different. We've been waiting a long time for Hamlet to confront Claudius, and he still hasn't. Laertes goes on to say, I'll not be juggled with, to hell allegiance, vows to the profoundest pit, I dare damnation, and he seems to be about to kill the king. And this is where the example of Laertes is helpful. After all, there is one teensy-eensy little problem here. Laertes has the wrong man. Claudius may be a murderer, but he didn't murder Polonius. And then Claudius is easily able to deflect him. Imagine blowing up a balloon and holding it closed with your fingers and then letting go. It fizzes a short distance and then quickly fizzles out, just like Laertes. Worse is to come. When Claudius proposes an underhand scheme to poison Hamlet, Laertes takes it a step further, revealing that he has already bought some poison from a dodgy poison dealer. And he tells Claudius that, unlike Hamlet, he would be prepared to cut his victim's throat in a church, and the king approves. Revenge should have no bounds. Oh, yes, it should. Laertes then, by leaping in Ophelia's grave, prompts Hamlet's declaration, this is I, Hamlet the Dane. And in the end he shows his essential decency, which has been skewed by his father's and sister's deaths, and Hamlet makes his peace with him. Whatever revenge is, it is never easy or straightforward, as the example of Laertes shows us.